Hello, Giuseppe. Giuseppe.
Yes.
Giuseppe Ielasi. Welcome to Ljubljana and to Ljubljana, where you did a performance yesterday night. I wanted to know, you've also been to Ljubljana 2 times previously. Maybe just an impression about the performance, about the space you played in.
Yeah, this, as you said, this was the third time. The first 2 times were in Metelkova, and it was the first time I played in this gallery, Mota. First of all, I have to say I'm sorry because I always come to Ljubljana in the afternoon and leave in the morning after, so I always miss the town, even though I've saw a little bit of it this morning. But I really like the space where I played yesterday. It's first of all, it's interesting to play in such a nice space, but that also has the street nearby. It's quite well isolated, but sometimes there are elements from the streets that can influence what you
Yes.
do, or at least the volume, or at least the density of the material you use. But I have to say, it's something that I really enjoy, and I felt that was a that there was a quite a nice atmosphere and very curious. As I was saying to the organizer yesterday, I'm also surprised that in Ljubljana I had such a relatively young crowd. So the atmosphere was quite fresh and curious, and I was yeah, it was a really nice experience.
Okay, so the first 2 times you were in Ljubljana, it was a different context for you. You were more in improvising groups then, but maybe I can use this to ask you if you could just maybe really shortly give us an intro into actually like your career as a whole, because you've had these stages and going through different modes of performing and musical concepts and so.
Yes. I would say, even though it's very immediate to make a distinction between what I was doing before and what I'm doing now, I can see in a way that I'm still improvising a lot. That said, I used to be an instrumentalist, which I'm not anymore. So I used to play guitar, prepare guitar, and I used to improvise with it, mostly with other people. But even then, I was always very uninterested in developing proper technique. So I was always trying to change my setup regularly and discover materials while I was playing. I slowly became less and less interested in the instrument, so I switched to analog electronics. Before, with a table guitar, then I left the table guitar completely, and slowly it just became apparent to me that I'm only interested in the sounds I diffuse in the space, not so much in the way I do it. So I started to use a computer where I have really a lot of pre-recorded material. Some has been used for other compositions, some has never been used. But when I say I'm still an improviser, even though I use pre-recorded material, which sounds like nonsense a bit, but I am interested in building the tension of the concert on the spot. So it's really never, how do you say, never organized. It's really, the material just flows, and I incorporate other elements, I combine different elements, I decide structures on, and it's really on the spot. So to me, that's still important. I don't know if it's apparent for the audience. It's very important for me to have this kind of tension.
Yes. Do you maybe connected to this? Do you remember the moment when you first discovered that you could just play improvise live with pre-recorded material and feel like feel good with it, feel that you're actually improvising in the way that it's usually specific for these kinds of instrumentalists that really get used to playing spontaneously. You know, I don't like this expression, but it is one that works.
It's used. I don't remember the exact moment. I remember. I remember that when I switched to computer, I thought I should compose more, and in fact, it didn't work at all for me. Mm-hmm. It worked in the studio, but then it didn't work in performance, in the space. And I still have to say that I don't like most of the performers that use a computer, because that's what they do. They just translate the studio in a live setting. And for me, that doesn't work. It's very subjective, but it's just not the way I'm interested in playing. I actually remembered that I slowly felt I should leave it free more and more and more until I started accumulating materials that could also work in this sense. So materials that were not meant to be a part of a composition, but meant to be
like source material an improvised I could also almost say live set, you know, like in electronics they usually have this expression live set when they want to say people are not DJing
that's true in a way it's strange because in a way if you want it has similarities to DJing because you're combining pre-recorded material. The thing is that the pre-recorded material I use is really not formalized. It's very, most of the time it doesn't work alone. It works when it's combined with other things. And the combinations I always find out during the concert. So
it's not
I have to say in general that I'm interested in finding out exactly what I'm doing in a way, but at the same time I would also say I don't care, I'm only interested in what you hear from the speakers. And I think also I'm interested in sort of creating a physical tension of being there near the audience and not pretending that I'm playing, but being very concentrated and sort of hoping that this translates to the audience.
Maybe just one little thing about this, because I know people would be interested, but maybe you could tell us what are the exact few things that you do, you know? They are quite simple in a way. You put out tracks, but what are the parameters that you manipulate for to get yourself to be able to play a space or material as you want it?
So technically,
because
you don't
use digital effects, and so you use the PA system, and so.
Sometimes I also do some live processing, like resampling and filtering, but not in many occasions. In general, I have 8 channels running from the computer. That go into a mixing board. So I always have the mixing board in front of me, and that's what I, where my hands are most of the time. And there's always at least 4 different sources running, sometimes even 6 or 8, it depends on the moments. A lot of these sounds are quite long, or sequences are quite long, so I don't know exactly at which point sorry for my throat.
No.
At which point I am. So whenever I start turning up the volume of a certain sound, I'm regularly quite surprised because I don't know exactly where I am. Sometimes I even just put myself in difficult situations where I did it a couple of times yesterday, where I just decided that I'll mute 2 channels but without watching exactly what's going on in these two channels. Mm-hmm. So if I decided I need a sudden stop, I might just mute something and then see what's left and then go from there. It's something that it's very surprising for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's very weird for the audience, and in a way it sort of requests attention from the audience. And sometimes there's also occasion where I actually perform entire sections of compositions, which I did yesterday. I played two sets, and in each of the two sets there was one piece from my Rhetorical Island CD. And in the second there was a short section of a piece I made for the GRM in Paris, which is not released, but it was a piece. Just a section, like 3 minute or 4 minute section.
Okay. So. Maybe to switch to something else, but still a bit related. Since I've also read in places that you, when you improvise in the studio, I have one of the most important things for you is for the source material to be in a way improvised when it is being recorded. And you also say that you using the instruments or machines or whatever you use to make this source material, you don't perceive it as being something you are a master at, these machines or instruments or something. And this leads me to a kind of play, you know. And also, I hope it's not too personal of a question, but I've also noticed that also in interviews you've mentioned you're a young father and in different contexts.
Not so young. My okay. kids are young. I'm almost 40, so yeah. I have to say I'm not a young.
But okay. But in different contexts, in the yes. way that you cannot release that many records or make so many performances. But what I'm interested is, since this is the kind of the practice you do with the improvisation or the did your experience with small children make you think or reflect also this kind of artistic practice that you do? Did just the experience with small children who are really open and
yeah.
playful and have these strange conceptual build-ups, and so did this come into your mind about your musical practice also?
It's quite a nice question, and I have to say I never properly thought about it, but intuitively it's something that's certainly very related. At least, well, I think that's a lot of things that fathers do with kids, but for me it's always interesting, for example, to bring me and them in new situations and see what happens, or just leave the house with no plan mm-hmm. and see where we go, or just take the car and drive somewhere and then stop the car. And this is something we do very often,
okay.
Especially with the older one, because he doesn't like to do stuff he knows, which is quite surprising for me, because kids usually like to do repetitive things, and so to sort of go somewhere that they know because they had the experience and they enjoyed the experience. And with my older son is very weird, because he basically is only, I can see he's really attentive and excited when he's somewhere that he doesn't know. Which is a feeling that I have, for instance, when I visit towns. I always like to visit towns like that, very randomly and being surprised. I don't know if this is related to my musical practice. I know that I get bored very easily when I start to find out how the instrument works.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I was telling you that I used to change my setup on the guitar very often, which meant changing the preparation or the chain of effects or the tunings.
Throwing yourself out of a comfort zone.
Yes, yes, death. Yeah. Really sort of exploring what I have in front. That also means that the way I was playing concerts, some were appreciated by the owner, some less. Sometimes the audience liked it and I didn't. It was very weird, the feeling, but at the same time, I'm quite sure that the audience often got something very unexpected, which was the same for me. So in a way, it was part of my way of working, yes.
Okay, then because we don't have much time, maybe I want to ask you only, I've noticed that this is my impression, that you're a person who is really up to date with a lot of music. And also yes. Maybe styles that, I mean, me who I've followed you more, and it's not surprising to me, but maybe to somebody who hears your more experimental stuff, it may be a bit surprising that you're really up to date with also very different styles of music. For instance, I've seen you quite early catching footwork.
Yes.
Yeah, and this I seen in the Bunkat chart that you did in 2010.
Yes.
That's quite early for somebody who wouldn't be
involved.
Or who wouldn't be. So maybe you could just, for instance, I told you about Sam Hilmer that I interviewed a few days before. He said one interesting thing, there was a point when he started thinking about dance music and so on as being, he expressed himself as to be a part of the kind of avant-garde music practice. You know, that he just lately started thinking about these styles of music as being a part of the kind of avant-garde music practice that he practices.
Yes.
And that it really influenced him in a lot of ways. So maybe you have a thought on this, or maybe you could even only say, well, if you are discovering some really nice music lately and you think that somebody listening could benefit from hearing about it.
Okay. I should think more about the music that I'm listening to if I'm discovering new music now. But in general, what I want to say is that I don't know if what I play as musician is contemporary or not. I'm certainly trying to be myself in playing what I'm interested in playing and in hearing. But anyway, I would like to be a contemporary musician, and whatever that means. I think you can't be a contemporary musician if you don't listen to contemporary music.
Of course.
And I think contemporary music is not music made by dead composers or composers who are 70. That's part of my history. I studied that. I listened to that. It's not that I reject all the dead people. It's not at all like that. But you can't ignore the evolution of the music, and you can't simply say that the music is bad because it's either simple to make, or just because it's made to dance, or because it's made for a certain social group of people. But as an example, footwork is I can really feel that's a very contemporary music, and it's really part of life of many people. It's actually really experimental in a way. In the way it deals with tempos and pulses, and
it introduces and new things.
Yes. Plus, I mean, in a way, I'm always been interested in black music and in hip hop, and footwork is in a way it's really contemporary psychedelic black music, and. But besides that particular style, I think you can't avoid to. I think it's important to listen to what comes out, and I have to say that most of the times I'm surprised by music which is not in my field of music. That a lot of avant-garde music is not necessarily avant-garde. It's not necessarily experimental. It's a repetition of cliches.
Mm-hmm.
And even with my records, I'm not interested in doing
that.
In doing that, yes. Yeah. Actually, stunt is the only series I did. It's four records, but I've sometimes I get asked why don't you do something like the records like X or it's just not my way of working yeah. or thinking. It's when I did it, then the fun is gone, and I need yeah. Yes.
Okay, I could ask you about this more, but maybe if you have time, just a final thing. Tonight in Ljubljana, there will be William Basinski playing, and I found out you are not only a fan, but also a friend. Maybe you could say something to just maybe let somebody know why they should visit William's concert.
Okay. That's a hard question, because in a way...
I
just think that his music is pure beauty. And in a way, there's nothing more I could say about it. It's just music that I play, and I just find it really beautiful and truly personal and really real, deep in a way. His music is often perceived as easy in a way, because it has melodies, because it's quite soft. I don't find it easy. Mm-hmm. I find it quite uncomfortable at times. But it's something that I can always immerse myself in. And I actually been in contact with him since the first release of the Disintegration Loops, which I can't remember how many years ago it was, but the first volume. And I just remember that it regularly accompanied me in certain phases of my life. And so, yeah.
Okay.
You should go and you say, yeah, you should say hi from me.
I will. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks
really,
a lot.
I think all of us enjoyed it yesterday, and I hope to see you in Ljubljana
soon
again.
Yes. Ciao.
Thank you.